Griffin III is down on the ground and can't get up.
This is Andrew Gould.
And Josh Mallett, WRPR Sports. In the opening round of the NFL playoffs, rookie quarterback Robert Griffin III suffered his second knee injury while scrambling out of the pocket. His leg buckled as he dropped to the ground in pain in front of a horrified hometown crowd in Washington.
Stunned silence here at FedEx Field is one of the brightest stars to come into this league in a long time.
Despite his best efforts to play through the pain, he struggled mightily, costing his team the game. It was later revealed that the star tore his ACL during the contest and placed his future in jeopardy by staying on the field. This sheds to light an issue in sports that often gets swept under the rug. How often are athletes putting their well-being at risk in order to stay on the field?
While football players especially put their bodies on the lines, athletes across all sports frequently face injuries throughout their playing days. Victor M., a local high school wrestler, has endured his fair share of injuries.
Mostly broken fingers, a couple broken collarbones, and a few broken toes. And I've had a couple cauliflower ears here and there and a few sprained ankles.
Victor regrets not taking the necessary precautions to fully repairing his broken collarbone.
Did you have to go to rehab for your collarbone?
No, but I should have. I had to endure a lot of extra pain due to not going to rehab. If I could do it all over again, you know, I would have gone to rehab because now my collarbone and shoulder have sporadic pain.
Jake Hyman, a senior at Ramapo College, put his body through a physical toll by playing hockey throughout high school.
In both my shoulders over the last 4 years, I had two arthroscopic surgeries, multiple concussions, broke my leg, broke both legs, well, only one leg playing sport. So I would say numerous. I spent a lot of time in physical therapy and whatnot.
Years after his playing days, Hyman is still undergoing rehab to repair his arm.
It's frustrating. You think you're making progress and then you're not. And then as much physical therapy as you do, you still... It always lingers. The pain always lingers. I mean, right now I'm back in physical therapy for a shoulder surgery I had 2 years ago because the pain came back and I re-aggravated the tear. It's still very delicate after, you know, you'll never be back to 100%.
During his 5 years as Ramapo's assistant athletic trainer, Louis Pomelis has witnessed his students fight to return swiftly from injuries. Although the training staff works to ensure that student athletes are physically fit to compete, he understands their desire to play at all costs.
Do you fear the current culture of sports sometimes pressures players and coaches too much to play through injuries?
Absolutely. You know, the nature of sports is and athletics is to win. People don't get trophies or medals for trying. Kids are going to try to play through injuries. Coaches are going to try to push them to play through injuries. You know, luckily, we have medical personnel in place to kind of be that sort of median for that.
The training staff can't always prevent student athletes from constantly dealing with the trauma of injuries. Aaron Beatty, a Ramapo College senior on the cross-country and track team, has battled through nagging injuries for most of his young life.
I guess if you want me to go through the entire list, torn ACL, pulled hamstring, pulled calf muscle. Actually, you know, when you list it like that, it's not that bad. Oh, fractured ankle. Fractured ankles are a big one.
Beatty works in the Bradley Center study hall as a tutor, but he can teach his fellow students a history lesson in more than one way, offering his past handling of injuries as a cautionary tale for other student athletes.
I got smarter with age. The first couple injuries I had, I just tried to push through the pain and it was fine. And what ended up happening was it ended up being worse. It ended up making it worse. And now the injury lasting longer, like a pulled hamstring to the degree that I had, should have gotten you out for maybe 2 to 3 weeks. And instead it lasted 2 months because I ran through it. And like maybe I'd run a day thinking, you know, running a day will help me out in the long run, but what really happened was it would just make the injury worse.
Despite all the trials and tribulations, Beatty said he wouldn't hesitate to sign up for the team again, even if he knew what injuries awaited him.
If it was freshman year, would you join the team again?
Oh yeah. Running's been one of my greatest passions that I've ever done, and I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world.
So are sports worth the grueling injuries often endured? For these athletes, the loyalty to the team and love of the game kept them coming back for more. Bystanders might scratch their heads, wondering if athletes are acting selfishly in an attempt to display their selflessness. But for people like Hyman and Beatty, who have suited up for the team with the common goal of achieving victory, they understand this is not a matter of ego, but a pure love of the game.
Sports are my life. High school hockey was the greatest 4 years of my life.
Sort of quote, you know, my grandpa, he goes, it's better to love and loss rather than to not love at all. So I'm glad I got to do the sports while I could.
This is Andrew Gould
and Josh Mallett, WRPR Sports.